Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Supar Reed, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show. An intensified study in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yahoo. We're not here for a warm, fuzzy feeling about who he was and so on and so forth to make ourselves feel good, because there's nothing to feel good about ourselves and our relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yahoo. We dropped the ball, our ancestors. But unfortunately, as I speak, we're still dropping the ball. So if you simply want to go back in time and in history and study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, and you simply want to feel good about yourself, well, you're on a fool's errand. Because we're here to study the God of Abraham, Isaac, excuse me, and Yaakov, come what may, wherever the ball drops. Why? To come to some conclusion, to make some decisions as to what mistakes we made to get us in the situation our ancestors in the situation they found themselves in, that we should be praying for them, and ourselves in the situation we find ourselves in and praying for us. This is a bird's eye view study with critical analysis and our assessment, using paradigm shifts and so on and so forth, doing everything we can to glean the most of these studies about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And we are morally obligated and duty-bound to do no less. So please don't come for a study of a warm, fuzzy feeling to feel good about yourself. Come to study with us to get to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. For the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and our relationship with him, or how that relationship should have been, and to ascribe to getting to that relationship by doing the best we can with what we got and doing it correctly. We try to cross every T, dot every I, leaving no stone or leaf unturned. As I said, to get to the bottom of the truth, the core of the matter. What do we do? How do we do it? How do we resolve it? Who is the Elohim? What is the Elohim? What do he require of us? That's what we're trying to get to, the bottom of the matter. We're happy that you are attending these studies with us, along with Cartrell of New York City, Sister Avia of New York City. And as far as both of them are concerned, and it describes both of them, they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, souls, and strength, and their brothers and sisters as themselves, as required. I know some of us are quite unlovable, but you have to give us the benefit of the doubt until something proves otherwise, turning the other cheek, so to speak. Katria has been studying the Most High for quite a while, and as I said, he loved him. He'll tell you himself. So, Savia, short period of time, although in that short period of time, she has shown more love and appreciation for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, more than some has been studying them for a long time, contrary excluded. So let me introduce them to you. And one more, Sister Yehudi, along with them, is from Detroit, Michigan. She loves the Most High with all her heart, mind, soul, and strength, too. And she has been studying the Most High quite a while. And she do love him, just like we all do. That's why we're here. We're not here to scam you, scheme you, play games with you, try to get you out of your money, and so on and so forth. But, Cartrell, we'll ask you at the end of the show to donate to the nation, help the nation help you. And so we should. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And again, I say, if you're here for a warm, fuzzy feeling to feel good about yourself, you've come to the wrong place. If you're here to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, you're in the right place. Keep coming. So let me introduce them to you. Sister Avia from New York City, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. No, no, no. That's Cartrell's number. This is Sister Avia's number. Sister Avia, your mic is hot.
Shalom, family. All praises and glory to Yah. And I'm so grateful and thankful for Yah's love, mercy, and protection, and that he brought us back together another evening for another study session. May Yah bless us all. Shalom.
Thank you, Sister Abby. It's good to have you back. Good to have you back.
Toda.
And now, Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Yehudi, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot.
Well, thank you. All praises go to the Most High, our Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I'm too glad to be here. I'm glad to be alive. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah. It's good to have you back, Sister Yehudi. Praise Yah. Thank you. Now, Cartrell from New York City. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. May the Most High bless y'all. Bless Yah, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's good to hear your voices. How y'all doing?
Good to hear you.
Praise Yah. Another Friday. The time is flying by.
Yeah.
It certainly is.
Yep, we in September, yeah. We in September.
Hey, it doesn't seem like it. Still seem like August.
All praise. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Well, Dodrell, says Yehuda, says Abia, we're here to get some study. Y'all ready to study in his new book of Daniel? About King.
Interesting book. Yeah.
King Joachim, an unrighteous man, King of Yehuda. Okay. And Daniel. And so, praise Yah, may the Most High direct and order our steps. Daniel chapter 1. Daniel and his friends obey Yah. I wish a whole lot of us like Daniel and his friends. Obey Yah. In the third year of the reign of King Joachim, king of Yehuda, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon came to Jerusalem and besieged it. The Elohim gave King Joachim of Yehuda into his hand with some of the articles of the house of the Elohim, which he carried into the land of Shinar, the house of his god, Nebuchadnezzar. He brought the articles into the treasure house of his god, Nebuchadnezzar. When the king instructed Aspenaz, the master of his eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel, some of the king's descendants, and some of the nobles, young men in whom there was no blemish, but good looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge, and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace, whom they might teach the language and the literature of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies and of the wine which he drank, and 3 years of training for this, so that at the end of that time, they might serve before the king, Nebuchadnezzar. Now, from among those of the sons of Yehuda were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. To them, the king of the eunuchs gave names. He renamed them, gave them Babylonian names. He gave Daniel the name of Belteshazzar. To Hananiah, Shadrach. To Mishael, Meshach. And to Azariah, Abednego. But Daniel, he had decided in his heart, just like we ought to be doing now, universal right. Daniel decided in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now, Yah had brought Daniel into favor with goodwill because Daniel followed the Elohim of the chief of the eunuchs. They said he found favor with this individual. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who has appointed you food and drink. I got fear for this man. I don't know about that now. But why should he see your people looking worse than these other young fellows from these other nations, the young men, who are your age? Then you would endanger my head before the king, because he told me to take care of you, so to speak. So Daniel said to the king.
Yeah, so.
Yes.
When you sit at the king's table, guess what you're supposed to eat?
You got to eat what the king eat.
Exactly. And if you don't eat what the king is eating, how he looking at you?
He looking at you funny.
Yeah. So Daniel and these other brothers that was with him was taking great risks in resisting and refusing the king's food.
It's an insult.
Even before that.
Right. It's considered an insult before the king.
Oh, yeah. You go to somebody's house and they offer you food and you reject it. They're looking at you in a twisted way.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that experience because I went to Mexico for 7 or 9 weeks. And
right.
I was staying with a family.
Right.
And I had to turn that name fool because they were trying to feed me burro, which is donkey. And I wasn't eating that, man.
Oh,
burro. Yes.
Burro.
They tried to feed me burro. I said, no, señor, señora, ¿qué es? What is this? She said, burro. I said, burro. No, no, no. Not me. I'm not eating this food here.
Right.
You know, I was anyhow. And my professor was like, it's insulting when you don't eat their food. But trust me, I'd rather insult them than eat some burro.
Right. Go against the Most High.
Oh, yeah. Which is what, you know, and I ain't do it, you know, with ill intent. It's like, I don't eat this.
Right.
That's it.
So what did you end up eating, Katria?
Kentucky Fried Chicken. I found a restaurant, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Right.
And that's what I ate almost every night, bro.
And so how was the food looking at you, Katria, based upon that not intentional insult? How were they responding to you?
Not in a negative way. They understood. And on our trip, we went to various restaurants where they had on the menu fish with things of scale. So that's all I ate. Fish and Kentucky Fried Chicken. I lost 75 pounds when I was in Mexico because they eat at 12 o'clock, their biggest meal.
Oh, okay. 12 o'clock at night or 12 o'clock at midday?
Midday. They take that siesta, they eat their meal, and they take that siesta. The whole nation, everybody. It's like, wow.
At night, what do they do with forced eating?
They might eat a sandwich, a little, you know, slice of pizza, nothing heavy.
Okay.
The big meal is at 12 o'clock, which is what I do now.
Right.
And I've lost a lot of weight eating my meal at 12 o'clock.
Just by doing it.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It wasn't the time. It was just what they were eating.
I think it had a combination to do with both.
Because
You don't see too many obese Mexican people, do you?
No. Only when they get to the States, they start becoming obese like.
Exactly. Well, we got to go back into these names. They changed Daniel's name from Daniel, which means Yah is my judge. Daniel means Yah is my judge. That's his Israelite name. And they changed it to Belshazzar. And what does Belshazzar mean? It means Bel's prince. Uh-oh. The name Hananiah.
Mm-hmm.
What does Hananiah mean? It means beloved by Yah.
Mm-hmm.
His name was changed to Shadrach, meaning illuminated by sun god.
Okay.
Then Mishael means who is as Yah, who's like unto Yah. Mishael, and he changed his name to Meshach. And what does Meshach mean? It means, which may mean who is like Shaq, which some believe was the Babylonian goddess corresponding to Ishtar or Venus, and the name Azariah. And Azariah means Yah is my help in Hebrew. And they changed his name to Abed Nego, which means servant of Nego, one of the Babylonian gods.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Gajah. That's very informative. Very appreciative of you studying the United and everybody should study everything for this. So thank you very much, Katria.
Yes. So I brought that out to show that when you are conquered and in captivity, especially Israel, they want to change their name on. That's why we're walking around talking about our name is Jones and Smith and Williams and Vanderpool and all these kind of other foolish names that belong to our slave masters.
Exactly.
The same thing.
Exactly. Now you know if you don't know. Verse 11, this ain't the first time. So Daniel said to the steward, the chief of the eunuchs, said over Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, please test your servants for 10 days. Let them, he's talking in the, he's talking like, he's not him, he's talking in the third party. So he said, let them give us us vegetables to eat and water to drink. We didn't want no wine. Just give us some vegetables. Then let our appearance be examined before you. And the appearance of the young men who eat the portion of the king delicacy, as you see fit, so deal with your servants. So he considered with them in this matter and tested them 10 days. At the end of 10 days, their features appeared better and fatter and fasted all the young men who ate the portions of the king's delicacies. Thus the steward took away their portion of delicacies and the wine they were to drink and gave them vegetables as they requested. As for these four men, Yah gave them knowledge and skill. If you don't have any, my strong advice to you is obey the Most High. They request knowledge and skills in all literature and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding and visions. He could understand and interpret visions and dreams in addition to that. Now at the end of the days when the king had said they should brought in for his examination, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before King Nebuchadnezzar. Then the king interviewed them like a job. Just like they used to do us. They interviewed and said, get out there and pick that cop. You hide. And among them, none were like Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, like none of these brothers. Therefore, they served before the king because of their proficiency in all matters of wisdom and understanding about which the king examined them. He brought them 10 times better than all, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers who were in all his realm. Thus Daniel continued until the first year of King Cyrus. He helped his king throughout all his kingship. And he was wise, and not alone with his wisdom and understanding, the Most High gave him interpretation of visions and dreams because of their obedience to the Most High. So if you're one of those brothers and sisters, specifically like to show out and showboat, and really not obedient to the Most High, you're going to look like a fool, okay? And you're not going to be of any help and assistance to no one. But these brothers were a different sort of character, cut from a different cloth of us. They were humble to the Most High. They wanted to please the Most High. They wanted to obey the Most High. And they wouldn't about to go against the Most High, even though, it may have caused anger King Nebuchadnezzar. No matter what it took, they were determined to obey the Most High, and as a result, they were blessed by the Most High, which is wisdom and understanding for us. In addition, Daniel, this interpretation of dreams, and they were wise, 10 times wiser than the men that he had on deck before them. So if you want to have a quality and constructive relationship with Yah, and you want to be 10 times better than the people that are before you in any relationship, go before the Most High. First, you got to be obedient. First, you should be determined to do what the Most High says in any regard. And then perhaps you will have these blessings that these young brothers have in every regard. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Thanks again, Cartrell, for the interpretation of those names. And now I'm going to hand the mic off to Sister Yehudi, Sister Avia, and Cartrell. May the Most High bless you and direct and order your steps.
Yes. You know what's interesting in chapter, verse 9, the Most High granted Daniel kindness and compassion from the chief of the eunuchs. And let's also think about that. Earlier today, not to bring up people, but some people don't have that passion. That's what the Most High opened up with Daniel. And, of course, the chief of eunuchs feared he didn't want to disobey his master, the king, who had appointed your food and drink.
For they should he see your face looking worse than the young men who are your age. Then you would make my head guilty before the king. Now that's important. Why was he fearful? Well, first of all, he's the king. But second, how did they look at that time? Did they look ragged, hungered? I'm kind of throwing you a cocktail since you know a lot of the history. But then Daniel made a comment and said to the overseer, the chief of the eunuch, please try your servants for 10 days and let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. So we had to think, what state were these three men, or four men, were under? How did they look? I'm throwing questions to the panel.
They looked good because the Most High was with them. And they were set aside because they had more trust than all the other Israelites that were captured and sitting down at the king's table. Because the comparison is between the Israelites that ate the king's food and the Israelites that did not, which is the four men that I mentioned in this chapter, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, along with the prophet Daniel. The question is, what tribe were these men from?
What tribe?
Yeah.
From Yehuda?
From the royal tribe of Yehuda. These men are descendants of King David, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They descend from King David.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because they knew how to conduct themselves in captivity, didn't they? They wasn't hard-headed, stiff-necked, loud, arrogant, and boastful. They handled themselves in a humble way, didn't they?
Yes, they did. That was my main point.
And in the humility that they had, they reached out to the Most High for help.
Mm-hmm.
And did the Most High help them?
Yes, they did.
Because you sit at the king table, you're talking about you want to eat vegetables? Oh, no, no, no. We're going to hang you from the highest tree. You got to eat the king's food and drink the king's wine. And the king's food and the king's wine were more than likely dedicated to their false idols, which is why Daniel and the other three brothers didn't partake. But everybody else that was there, all the other Israelites that they had captured, they was good with eating the king's food. It's like now, right? We eat anything and everything, not knowing Yah's codes. These men kept the codes of their father, King David, which is why they were blessed and shown favor in the lands of their enemies.
And that's what we need to do today. Right?
Yeah.
We should.
So it shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yah looks at the heart, verse 8. But Daniel's purpose, he purposed in his heart. That's where it starts. That he would not defile himself with the king's dainties. You can refer back to Joseph. He didn't defile himself with Potiphar's wife. Joseph didn't defile himself by worshiping the gods of Egypt. Joseph didn't defile himself by eating Egyptians' food. No, while you're in captivity, you got to do the best you can, right?
Right. And here they say he asked permission. Isn't that something?
He is the man position.
Yes.
He didn't go on a food strike. He requested humbly to the guy that was in charge of him in a humble way. He made a request. Listen, I can't eat the king's food. It's not who we are. We have to, like, eat vegetables and we're going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hallelujah.
And because he was so faithful to Yah, what did Yah do to his enemies? Enemies to show him favor, didn't he? Because the eunuch that was in charge of Daniel was in fear of his life. Like, yo, y'all got to eat the king's food because he going to ask me why y'all ain't eating. And if I can't explain it to him, he going to take my head, the eunuch.
And isn't that something they
said?
Go ahead.
He says, the prince of the eunuch said to Daniel, I fear my lord, the king, who has appointed your food and your drink, for why should he see your faces worse looking than the youths? What are the youths? The other Israelites who are of your age, the other Israelites, then you would endanger my head with the king if you look sickly before him. Because he wants your fed, he wants your counsel, he wants the wisdom that you've been taught. Yeah, they respected the wisdom of the children of Israel.
That, you know what, that's the main point with the captivity. That, because in the beginning when Yamsu read, he gathered what? The dignitaries, the kings of, where is that?
It shows our ancient captivity wasn't nothing like our present-day captivity.
Right.
At least the Babylonians, Nebuchadnezzar, had respect for the children of Israel.
Right. And when he took the utensils and put them in their house of their idols, they still had...
And the king had more respect for them than his own people.
Right.
And that's amazing in itself.
That's right.
He said 10 times more. He had more respect for them. 10 times more than your own people? That's amazing.
Yes, it is.
But we have to be a people of integrity. We are Yah's people, and people will respect us as long as we're following Yah's codes. And that's what Daniel and his three brothers did. And they carried themselves in a humble way.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Because they became, you know, what's interesting, what we talked about earlier, people are humble. You're not humble to a person, you're humble towards our Creator. Show humility to our Creator. And that's what Daniel did. Wow, that's deep. Very interesting.
And his humility gave him strength and connection with the Most High, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
He wasn't leaning on his own understanding, was he?
Conversation we had, and I'm going to bring it up because I feel that people need to know it's not wise to be argumentative, debater, and hanging up on people to get such an attitude when... You lived on this earth for six decades. It has nothing to do with age. It has desire to want to be obedient to the Creator. And we are constantly tried, like they say, to the crucified.
Rather than talk and build on the solutions of our problems,
yes.
We rather debate. There's
yes.
a brother from Detroit. I ain't going to mention his name. But he called me like 2 days ago,
mm-hmm.
and he's telling me that according to the Bible, Adam and Eve was a transvestite.
Right. Ain't
nothing he could tell. I could tell him that's going to change his mind, and he wanted to know my response. I told him, I don't debate. That's what you believe? Run with it. I don't believe that, but I'm not going to sit here and debate you about what you believe if I can't change your mind. What's the point?
Right, or people who talk over you, like we had experience today. And people don't let you get your comment out and assume and cut you off. That is rude. If you say you're Israel, I'm going to have some form of expectation of you when you say who you are. And when you contradict that lets me know you're not who you say you are. Because you have to represent the Most High, not man, but the Creator. Right? Hallelujah.
And especially people who say they're on the level that they want to convince everybody that they're on, but you show and prove that you're not on that level.
Right.
Cartrell, this is Yehudi. I would say this in regards to what Cartrell said. If the man want to keep his wardrobe or women clothes in his closet, let him. I know you got it. if he
Yeah, if he's pushing that agenda, what does that say about him? I mean, you pushing an agenda like that, so it tells me something about you. Okay?
And if you got dresses in your closet and you're a man, and we tell you you shouldn't have those dresses in your closet, don't get sensitive about it.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's just the truth.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Sushi. I was going to say, Yumsu, and the panel, that saddens me because I'm human. When I see our people going astray continuously with their actions, and some of them use the scriptures to justify their actions, and they don't know it sometimes. Sometimes they do deliberately. But we had a call. I connected some people, and I'm like, Tatriana mentioned her name. He's from Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And very disrespectful and start cussing.
Oh, man.
And wouldn't let me get my comment out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was accused of assuming, but he didn't let me finish. I wasn't accusing. I was making a statement, and it was going to be positive because I made a positive comment prior. But that person wasn't listening. Only in his own world, he was listening.
But you know what, sometimes, socially, when you perceive a person to be a fool, you got to cut him off. Because it gets to the point that he's accusing you of things, putting words in your mouth. You had to point out, you're accusing me of things, you're putting words in my mouth. So it's kind of pointless at this juncture for us to continue the conversation, because you're not allowing me to say what I have to say. So with all due respect, I'm going to get out of the way. Since you got all the sense in the world, and you sitting there pontificating, and you put words in my mouth, I'm going to get out of the way. I'm going to let you have it, okay? Sometimes you got to walk away from some people.
So true. So true. But this teaches a good lesson. It applies today, human nature. And what I like about it, which applies today wherever we are, when it states in 20, and any word of wisdom and understanding about which the king, I can't see, examined them, he found them 10 times better than all the musicians. I'm going to repeat what you said. Mine said astrologers, magicians, who were all in his reign. He found that, and that's how we're supposed to live in this, wherever we are, especially in these United States, to find favor. We've all had that experience where other nation or person has given us favor because of our what? Kindness, humility, meekness, and that's all of our strength that is guided by the creator and maker of all things. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I think the important thing for our people is not to be so arrogant. It's not to be so, we know everything and you can't tell me nothing, because we've been stripped of all knowledge of ourselves as a nation and the people, our history, our language, our culture. And as much as I know, my ears are open to learn more about our nation, our people, and what our destiny is. If you got closed ears and you think you got it all, you're making a big mistake.
Exactly.
Rereading and studying and going through every chapter, and we know that we don't know it all.
Exactly.
That's why we keep studying.
Right.
That's the point.
Because you know how you read a story, and when you go back over, you go, oh, my goodness, I missed that. I didn't know that. So for years,
it's just like a movie.
Uh-huh.
If you see the movie for the second time, you're going to see something that you missed the first time.
Because I just saw Sarah laugh when the messengers came, her angels, and said she's going to get pregnant. Come to find out, Abraham did too. There's a verse in there, he did too. He was like, what? So,
he did. What's this?
He also laughed. He was also like, really? You know, in her old age?
Oh.
Not just her. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I'm going to take us to the book of Ezekiel that we just read, because I've been reading the book of Ezekiel for years, and I just came to the paradigm, to the conclusion that this temple is already built, and Ezekiel has experienced this. He's not looking at this on paper. He's not looking at no blueprints. He's being shown the actual temple and the land in the future. But that took me until now to learn it. This is 2022. I've been reading the Tanakh chapter by chapter for years, and I'm just now coming to that conclusion.
Correct. I agree with you, because we all have that experience, and it's okay.
And guess what? Because, I don't know if I'm right. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong. It's just my speculation.
Right.
But I still know my mind is open to know that what I don't know, y'all going to show us.
Hallelujah. Mm. That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
Praise y'all.
All right, then. So, Davia, do you have anything to mention in this regard?
Nope. Just like you said before, I got two ears and one mouth, and I'm taking it all in.
Thank you, sister.
Very nice.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Hootie. For Cartrell, are you ready to take us to the next segment of study with all ears and to the Psalms, the Psalms?
Yes, sir. And the last thing I want to say is that Daniel is not a Levite. Daniel, the prophet, is not a priest. He's from the royal house of King David. He's one of the sons of the royal house of Judah.
Oh,
and within that royal line, there is prophecy, because Daniel became a prophet. And a lot of people don't know that King David and King Solomon, being kings, they were prophets too.
Mm-hmm.
So Daniel, being of the royal seed, Most High made him a prophet.
Praise
and
God.
They say he was a prophet from Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel continued even to the first year of King Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
And what empire did King Cyrus rule over? The Medes and the Persians. Cyrus was a Median and Persian king, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This shows he was in the last part of the history of the kings of Israel. And Yah told him, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but Yah told the prophet Daniel to seal the books. That was the end of the kings of Israel, kings of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important, because who are the New Testament writers? They're not prophets of Yah. And Yah did not tell them to unseal the book and start some new writing.
Exactly.
So we're in a book of Psalms. I believe it's chapter 95.
96.
96. So we got Sister Abia.
Point lady. Point lady.
Huh?
She's the point sister. Not the point.
Oh, yeah.
But the point sister.
Yep. I'm just a sheep. Hey, Sister Abia, you're getting out of line. You're going the wrong way, brother.
I'm the same. I'm just the sheep also.
She catch me too, Kaji.
Yeah, man. We all sheep. All for one for all. Can't go to the left, can't go backwards. So you're going forward with Psalm 96.
I am sharpened iron.
Iron sharpened iron. Yeah.
Iron sharpened iron.
Yep, we should be some of the softest sheep on the planet, shouldn't we?
But I have to say something right quick for you, sir, about Abia. She corrects out of love. And that's important.
No doubt, no doubt.
There you go.
And guess what? I feel alone. A lot of people can't take correction. What you talking about, sis? I'm right, you wrong. No.
Mm-hmm.
And you're wrong. Right is right.
You can't learn without correction.
Exactly.
No doubt. And everybody ain't right all the time, are they?
Nope.
Only Yah. So what's the title of this particular chapter, Yom Su? Because your book usually has the titles and the author. My book don't have it.
Okay. The Song of Praise to Elohim, coming in judgment.
Uh-oh. Coming where?
In judgment.
That's what Yah's known for, ain't he?
Mm-hmm.
He brought that flood and people wasn't paying attention, were they? Only Noah was paying attention. Noah kept telling the people, Yah's judgment is coming, the rain is coming, the flood is coming. Did they listen to Noah?
No.
They didn't listen to Noah. They thought Noah was crazy. It's like today, they think we're crazy.
Exactly. And Contrails, Sister Yehudi, Sister Abia, it uses 1 Chronicles 16, 23 through 33 as a reference point. 1 Chronicles 16, 23 to 33 as a reference point.
Now, what does that say?
Oh, okay. Let me look it up right quick. 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles 16, 19, 16, 23, okay. Sing to Elohim, all the earth. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all people. For Elohim is great and greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols. For Yah made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give to the Elohim, O families of the people. Give to Elohim glory and strength. Give to Elohim the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him, or worship the Elohim in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let them say among the nations, the Elohim reigns. Let the sea roar and all its fullness. Let the field rejoice and all that is in it. Then the trees of the woods shall rejoice before the Elohim, for he is coming to judge the earth. Praise Yah.
Hallelujah.
And what book was that?
That was 1 Chronicles 16, 23 through 33.
So this is an old song that the nation knew.
Right. But you know who?
Psalms 96. Huh?
But you know what they said? It says, at the beginning, it said, King David's Song of Thanksgiving.
So this is the Psalm of King David. But
right.
They don't give it his title. King
right.
David.
Yeah, it says, because at verse 7, it says, on that day, King David first delivered this song into the hand of Asaph and his brother to thank the Elohim.
That information is important. Because when you go to the 96 Psalms, it doesn't give you that information, does it?
No.
Mm-hmm. And there's some words that they left out. Mm-hmm. But if this is the song, we get all the lyrics. Psalms 96, all praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One, Yisrael, for our King, King David. And you know what, Yom Suf, King David is telling you to do?
Sing.
Sing, brother. Keep on singing. Don't mind what we say, how we feel about how you sing. Just keep on singing. All right? As long as it's to the Most High. And what does he say? Sing to Yah a new song. Sing to Yah all the earth. That includes you too, Yamsu. Sing to Yah, bless his name. When we sing to Yah, we bless his name. Proclaim his salvation every day. From day to day. That's what we do, right? At least 5 days a week we do it. Declare his glory among the nations, which is what we do day to day, 5 days a week. His marvelous works among the peoples. Yes. We let you know it wasn't Big Bang that put the earth in motion to where we're not too close to the sun. When we burn, too far away, we freeze. Science called the Goldilocks zone. It's a wonder. The sun burning in the vacuum of space where they tell you fire can't burn in a vacuum. For all the stars are burning in the vacuum of space. And where does the moon get her light? For Yah is great and greatly to be praised. That's why all the earth should be praising him. He gives us life. He gives us breath. He gives us 11, 12 systems in our body that we don't even understand. How does your heart keep pumping, the one muscle in your body that never stops working? Because if you know that muscle stops working, you're dead. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, the works of men's hands, wood and stone. But Yah made the heavens. Can your gods claim that they made the heavens, the idols that you worship? Can they proclaim that they made the heavens? And yes, you're trying to shoot rockets up into the heavens. But trust me, the heavens are too awesome for you to be up there. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. We know the book of Ezekiel talks about that sanctuary, right? The beauty of the sanctuary. Ascribe to Yah. What should we ascribe to Yah, you families of the nations? We need to ascribe to Yah glory and strength. Ascribe to Yah the glory due to his name. Not Jesus, not Buddha, not Muhammad, not Allah. They didn't create the heavens, and their beauty is not in his sanctuary. Bring an offering and come into his courts if your heart is right. Worship Yah in holy array. Yeah. Can't be come before Yah in a raggedy kind of way. Tremble before him all the earth. Mm-hmm. Not just Israel. All the earth should tremble.
Exactly.
And he going to make you tremble. We about to go into hurricane season, right? Hurricane season.
Yep.
And that will surely make you tremble. Say among the nations, which is what we do. And what do we declare? Yah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the creator of the heaven and the earth. He is the one who reigns. It ain't Jesus, it ain't Allah, it ain't Buddha. Nah, those are idols. Yah, reign.
5 days a week.
Huh?
Five days a week.
We say it, right? Don't we say it?
Exactly.
With James Brown? Say it loud.
Yah reigns.
Yah reigns. We ain't black and we proud. Say it loud. Yah reigns.
You better believe it.
The world is also established. What does that mean? We're not too close to the sun where we would burn up. We're not too far away where we would freeze. Nuclear bombs, World War III, is not going to move the earth. Because the world is what? It's established. By who? And what do you say? It can't be moved. So you think you got bombs that could blow up the earth 300 times. How many times do you need to blow up the earth?
Exactly.
Nuclear bombs, you saying you could blow the earth up 300 times? You could blow up 300 Earths? I think one time is enough. You got 300 times the capacity to blow up the Earth.
But Yah
guess what Yah said?
Nope, that's not going to happen.
Yah said the world is established, cannot be moved. And guess what? He will judge the peoples with equity. And we know there's no equality in the Earth as we speak, right? No equality. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and its fullness. Let the fields and all that is therein exult. These things are not an inanimate object. Everything Yah created has a spirit and a life. The trees, the land, the water, the fish, the animals, the insects, everything has life. What does he say? And all the trees of the woods shall sing for joy. Now, so.
Yes.
Have you ever heard a tree sing?
No, but they're the first time for every time.
Oh, yeah. You might have seen it in The Wizard of Oz, where the trees are talking to Dorothy.
Yeah,
and...
yeah. Right. Hey, didn't that girl, was Julie Andrews say, the hills are alive with the sound of music.
There you go. We haven't heard the trees sing. The Most High said, all of them. He said, then all the trees of the woods shall sing for joy.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a right to, because mankind is trying to cut them down, right?
Exactly.
And how valuable are trees to mankind?
where trees help get rid of the carbon. What is that word? Well, the stuff that pollutes the air that'll kill you. Because if you didn't have trees, they wouldn't get rid of that carbon dioxide. So trees have get, right. Okay.
We breathe out carbon dioxide and breathe in oxygen. Right.
Exactly.
Trees produce oxygen, and they intake carbon dioxide.
They filter it. Exactly.
So it shows you the close relationship they have with mankind, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we read where the Most High said the trees are going to produce fruit how often? Every month. Right?
Every month.
And the leaves will be for what?
Medicine.
So we need trees, right?
Exactly.
We don't realize the value of trees. You mentioned three things that trees do for us, right?
Right.
You got wood floors in your house?
Yep.
You got wood doors in your house?
Yep.
You got wood desks in your house?
Yep.
You got paper in your house? Toilet paper and all that?
Yep.
Where'd that come from?
Trees.
What will we do without trees?
You better believe it.
And what the Most High say you're going to do with the trees? You're going to find another dimension of the trees that they can sing. How many of the trees? He said, then all the trees of the wood shall sing for joy before Yah, for he comes. For he comes to judge the earth. We're waiting for that day, right?
Exactly.
And how is he going to judge? He will judge the world with righteousness.
Right.
The peoples with his truth. Because the people don't know truth, nor do they know righteousness, do they?
That's the problem, Katria. Therein lies
our stop when it comes. No doubt.
No doubt.
When Yah's truth and righteousness come, it's going to put people on another perspective.
Exactly.
Because they think they're doing right by the way they live now. Mm-hmm. But Yah's righteousness, Yah's truth, people can't even deal with it right now. You're
exactly.
not supposed to marry a man. Two women are not supposed to get married.
No.
Huh? You're not supposed to be oppressing the poor, the needy, fatherless, and the widow. You're not supposed to be destroying the environment.
No.
You ain't supposed to be lying to the people, taking advantage of them. You preachers, you ministers, you politicians. Yah's truth. Not American truth, but anybody else's truth, but Yah's truth.
Y'all supposed to be lying, period.
So I give thanks on this Friday night. On the night we give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel for the crystal clear vision that he gives us when we study his word. And we pray that our people are hearing his word as we speak it, as we declare it, as we, you know, present ourselves as servants to Yah to get his word out to our people. We pray that Yah will come nigh to us and bless us and raise up and begin his judgment of mankind, because mankind is way out of control. And if don't be for Yah, we all in trouble. So we're thankful for Yah's promises, Yah's future, Yah's vision, Yah's hope, Yah's plan, because the way it's going, if Yah didn't have this plan, we'd all be in trouble. So I give thanks for the crystal clear vision of Yah's word, his truth, and his righteousness that's to come. And I pray that we're in line with it. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. So, who is Yah?
Let me say, I'm just grateful and praise Yah so much. I'm talking fast because I might get cut off again. The towers are messing up, I guess. But I praise Yah. I'm so grateful and thankful for his love, his mercy, and his protection. I'm thankful that he let us all come together, like I said earlier, for this study. And I'm thankful just for everyone and everything. So I praise Yah and stay prayed up, everyone, and keep speaking Yah and keep praising. Shalom and good night.
Thank you, Sister Abia. So, Judy.
Yes. I had to put myself on mute. I got so much loud background.
Okay.
Isn't he wonderful? How can we turn our backs on our Creator? of all things. He said over and over and over again, creator of all things, the universe, the moon, Mars, every whole planet. And then trying to get to life here. Like William Shatner said, when he went up there, all he saw was darkness. Death. Isn't that something? He said death. Got back to earth is life.
Mm.
And it literally just marinate. Like they're talking about the trees, the animals, just the air we breathe.
You talking about Captain Kirk from Star Trek who wanted to go where no man had gone before?
Yeah. He cried. He recognized, this is just something here. Truth comes out through anybody. It doesn't matter if they live it or not. It does matter. But I'm saying to him saying that just validates what we've been talking about all the time in terms of our Most High in the world. He put earth, he put life here on earth that we call earth. We don't know any other life force out there. But we should humble ourselves before our creator and shout, sing the song. I make up songs trying to dance around the apartment. Thanking the Most High. Hallelujah.
I want to thank the Most High for having the opportunity to study with people that love the Most High with all their hearts, mind, soul, and strength, that help sharpen the fellow students and sharpen each other. And I finally want to thank him with his very song Contrail shared with us. Oh, sing to the Elohim a new song. Sing to the Elohim all the earth. Sing to Elohim, bless his name. Claim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all people. For the Elohim is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols. But the Elohim made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Elohim, O families of earth. Give to Elohim glory and strength. Give to the Elohim the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Or worship the Elohim in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Elohim reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He should judge the people righteously. That the heavens rejoice and that the earth be glad. That the sea roar and all its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the wood will rejoice before the Elohim. For he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He should judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And thank you, Katriel, for that study.
Thank you.
Well, people, we like to offer, we can't give you nothing. We can't do nothing for ourselves, but we advise you to go to the Most High to get you a new heart and a new spirit, ask the Most High in prayer, so you can help get this wisdom and get this understanding with this wisdom. Just like Daniel and his brothers, not literally, but with all brothers and sisters and his brothers. And so we can know what to say, how to say it, and when to say it. We ask you to go to the Most High, give him praise, and receive from the Most High, like Daniel said. Like King David, and so on and so forth. May the Most High bless you. May he direct you, and may he order your steps. Sister Avia, Sister Yehudi, Cartrell, you want to say some byes, salons, closing remarks?
Shalom.
Yes, sir.
And good night, everybody.
Praise Yah.
So it ain't just me saying it. We better right here. It says, ascribe to Yah the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. So we asking you for a dollar. If you learned anything, gained any wisdom or understanding, give an offering to Yah. because it's about giving glory due to his name. That's all we're trying to do. Praise Yah. That's his holy name. May you have a blessed weekend. May Yah be with you, strengthen you, open up your vision, give you crystal clear vision, open up your heart to give him an offering, to give an offering to the nation, so that we can rise and give praise and glory to Yah, and we can hear them trees sing. Good night, and may Yah bless us.
Thank you, bro.
Oh, yeah. Can you, again, I feel.
Yes, I'm here.
No, could you repeat the website again?
YahWillGather.us. And if, even if you didn't gain any wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, even if you didn't learn anything, even if you hear just to be entertained and laugh at these old Negroes, give up a dollar. A dollar ain't gonna hurt you.
That's right.
I told y'all, Cottrell, but now we're not asking for a dime. We do this as a labor of love, but we're asking for the nation. Help us help the nation. That's all. That's all.
Right. Hallelujah.
Praise you. Well, y'all, and that's country. Well, y'all, we love you. Now, see, I got city slickers, Cottrell, Sister Hootie, Sister Avia. They city slickers, but I'm a country old boy. I said, well, y'all, it's time to get out of here. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Direct you and order yourself. And learn to do, as Sister Yehudi said, learn to be laid back and cool. Learn to be humble. I'm not talking about for men, but if you want to get favor from men, be humble before the Most High. He'll teach you how to talk to some folks. Because some of us don't know how to talk to other folks, especially they don't look like us. And so if you want favor from your enemies, get some favor from the Most High. Humble yourself before the Most High. Sister Hootie made reference, and she's dead to the right. We love y'all. May the Most High bless y'all. Shalom and good night.
And you look for a ring to fill while I plead white feet with it.